Declan, nice for you to drop in the studio. How's things?
Good, Oisin. Good to be here.
Yeah, listen, a double weekend of games ahead in the League of Ireland. Before we actually look at those, let's talk Seamus Coleman international football. Lots of talk and commentary around will he still be in a green shirt when it comes round to the National Leagues and the Euros. Heimir Hallgrímsson wants him to stay. There were sort of slight indications maybe that he may be stepping away with sort of how he lined out with his children. Yeah. Ahead of the game. What's your thoughts on it? Is Seamus Coleman at 37 years of age, almost 80 caps, good enough to be part of this Ireland group going forward now for the next couple of competitions?
Yeah, well, listen, there's no doubt about the quality of Seamus Coleman, even at 37, coming 38, as you said. He came in, obviously, in November games and done really well, and big games and pressure moments. And obviously, I would think if everything went according to plan and he ended up going to the World Cup this year, he probably would have retired out there. But the fact that hasn't been the case, and we've seen the result now last night as well, which makes it even more disappointing from an Irish fan. But to know that the team we obviously on the interpretation that it would be Denmark that we get through, but that wasn't the case last night. And big game with the penalties. But on Seamus, suppose decision to step away or not, we'll have to wait and see. Obviously, I think a lot will depend on what's happening with Everton Football Club, and does he get another year's contract there when it comes to the end of the season. There's no doubt about his quality. I would still have him around the squad because of his experience, his knowledge, his relationship with the management, relational and players, leadership skills that he shows all the time. I would definitely, if you're a manager, and you would definitely have him around the squad for sure, and play him when he needed to play, obviously. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next 3 or 4 months and those kind of decisions as well, but for me, the leadership qualities and the experience he has, you'd definitely have him around the fold and around the team.
Yeah, of course you would. We'll wait to see what Seamus Coleman's decision is going to be. But listen, there's lots of League of Ireland action this weekend. I'm going to start by the point that Kevin McHugh mentioned last week. Harps, of course, have a game Friday where they are at home to Cork City. Then they have a game on Monday where they are away to Bray Wanderers. Bar one team in the first division, everybody else is part-time. And he felt that it was okay for the top clubs in the Premier Division to have double weekends. They have the time to afford it. Harps have players who have jobs. They have to get time off work. Is it something that maybe the league needs to take a real good look at, particularly when you're dealing with first division clubs, that having double weekends is very, very strenuous on them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even more so when you're playing Cork and Bray Wanderers first and second in the league as well. But yeah, listen, it definitely, we all know that the league wants full-time teams, and the more full-time teams, the more exposure they have. And you can see in the results that's happening in European football with likes of the teams Shelburne and Shamrock Rovers doing so well. So they're a full-time outfit. Their budgets are massive. They're into the millions. When you're looking at the first division, and Kevin's making the point, he's absolutely right. Whether that pans out, the plan would probably have a break in June time as well. So maybe that could have to be sacrificed, or when you fit the games in. I think there's times throughout the whole season where the games and the league could be continued on a week or two afterwards, or started a week or two early. So the double headers, it's a lot on a part-time player. I suppose the only consolation is they're not two away games. You're away to Cork and away to Bray, be a different kettle of fish. But you're home to Cork, massive game, obviously, for the players. And hopefully they can get a good positive result in 3 points against Cork, yeah, or even a draw. You can bring that energy forward to Bray, there's definitely a merit in Kevin's point for sure. But it's been like that for a lot of years now, so I can't see that changing too much. Yeah.
How good a measure is it for Harps going to be come Friday night to take on what is the best side in the country at the moment in the first division? Like, they're unbeaten. They've won 6 of their 7 games. Now, Harps are unbeaten at home as well. Like, they haven't lost a game at home this season. But it's a good measure for Kevin and his squad to see exactly where they're at.
Yeah, I think so. I would agree with that. I was at the cup game, obviously, last year, and barring the first 10 or 15 minutes, were quite dominant and scored 2 early goals. Van Harp's performance wasn't bad at all against them. So I think they're better now this season than they were, obviously, that. They're at home. Cork, as you said, 6-1s, 1-draw, 14 goals for, 4 against. They haven't conceded too many goals. Best squad and biggest budget in the league. So, they're coming with loads of confidence. A lot of players are real good quality as well throughout that. So it's going to be a difficult night task. But I know if you're playing in the Finharp squad, it's a really good opportunity for you to play against the best, see where you are, you know, and that normally brings the best out of players, playing against better players and bigger clubs as well. So you're looking for a really big performance. I've no doubt there'll be a big crowd on Friday night as well at the game. So it's a real opportunity for, you know, new fans are coming out to see this game because they're playing against Cork City, big club, and are going really well and will probably win the Premier or the First Division. You know, you get an opportunity to see good players. So there'll be a bigger crowd than normal probably that game. So it's an opportunity to entertain them and put in a big performance and get them back to, you know, to keep the gates and tenants up. So, you know, Harps have done really well, you know, obviously 2-1s, 3 draws, you know, so... against Friday night's an opportunity to get 3 points, yeah. You know, for sure.
What would be a good weekend then out of the two games for Harps?
Yeah,
as any of these two games winnable?
I think a good weekend for Kevin at this stage would be 4 points. So whether that comes in a draw at home and one away from home, you know. Yeah, listen, that'd be really good. But if you start from home, obviously, see how that goes and then take it into the Bray game. The Bray game's an interesting one because they're going really well, obviously, as well. 4-1, 2 draws and 1 loss, you know. At home before last year we beat them completely 5-0, I think, in one of the games, you know. But Bray at home on the Astor pitch, they've a young squad, loads of energy, loads of athleticism. They're hard to play against, getting good results. Turned the game around last week and got a late winner, so they're coming in really good form, got to the playoffs you know, last year as well, so they're bringing that form forward, so they will be a big test at home for sure. But yeah, listen, I think 4 points will be a really, really good weekend for Finharps if they can do that and keeps them well up the table.
Well, we'll wait to see if that's going to come off taking the fixtures in the First Division. As we know, Harps against Cork City. Jeremy Doherty will have live updates from that game. As from the 7:45 start this coming Friday, Athlone Town and UCD currently sit in a tie for third and 10 points. Athlone Town are at home for that one. Kerry FC are playing Cove Ramblers. There's a big Munster derby there. Both of those sides are joined seventh with Longford Town on 6 points. Longford are going to bottom side at Treaty United, and Wexford are playing Bray Wanderers. Wexford, of course, currently in the standings sixth. Actually, joint fifth with Harps just below them on goal difference. Harps and Wexford, mid-table, joint fifth on 9 points. So that's the First Division action this
week. You know,
weekend.
The funny one there, Rush, yep. We talked about it at the start of the season, those Cove Ramblers are down in ninth, you know, and they spent a lot of money and a lot of good quality players, and they just haven't performed for some reason or other. So that's
something similar to the Athlone situation a couple of years ago. Spent all this money,
yeah.
Talk about them coming up, going to do X, Y, and Z, and they found themselves in the bottom.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I just never know. Yeah. Just because you have a bigger budget, you know, players need to perform, and the players come in need to do obviously very, very well in order to get results. And at the minute, you know, and that's now probably they will improve and they will move up the table. But currently, it's 7 games played. You know, they're sitting at 6 points, and they're just one ahead of 3D United, who are holding up the table. So, yeah, listen, just a really interesting observation. And we thought at the start of the season they would be up there.
And Cove are going to come to Fun Harps on Friday week as well. So, Harps have a game with them and Ballybuffet. Okay, let's go to the Premier Division. Derry City just have a bulk of away games to deal with now, Declan, and both of those games are away this weekend. Friday, they go to Galway United, and Derry City off to Sligo Rovers on Monday. Two big games for Tiernan Lynch, and as he goes into the two matches, which includes a derby fixture, of course, currently sixth in the table, 9 points behind the leaders, Bows. It's fair to say the season really hasn't gone to what the club or the supporters expected in Derry, with all these players coming in. They thought they'd be at the top end of it. Just hasn't really materialised the way Tiernan Lynch and the board had wanted in Derry.
No. Been disappointing, you would say. A lot of players...
When you factor in all the home games too, I'm thinking here. Like, yeah. The games there was at home.
Yeah, so listen, it's going to be really interesting, obviously, because I know at the minute they're digging up the Astor pitches in the Ryan Brandywell Stadium, obviously Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. But so they're digging that up in a minute. And so... That's the end of obviously AstroTurf. Over the weekend, they're down in Galway, they're in Sligo as well, 2 grass pitches. So it'll be interesting to see how that performs. I know there's probably, you know, a thought pattern that the AstroTurf pitch hasn't suited them. You know, so that's be interesting to see. Time will tell on that one. But I mean, you have to say what the quality of players they brought in, the number of players they brought in, you would definitely identify that they haven't performed. You're sitting with 8 games played and you're 9 points behind Bowes. And that's even with them, they had 3 draws and 1 3 draws they had and 5 ones, Bowes. So they haven't been like where they've won every single game. So they are well off the mark to where they should be. I tipped them at the start of the season to win the league, so I'm well off it as well in that regards. They can turn it around, they will turn it around. So be interesting to see how this weekend go. Difficult match. They did go away last year and they scored a late goal against Galway United. They don't have a great record in the showgrounds. Sligo have dealt well with them and got a lot of results. Now they did go there last year and get a one as well, first in a long, long time. So that'd be interesting to see. And Sligo weren't going so well. Galway will be a different kettle of fish. They're very stubborn to play against, so that's going to be really interesting games. But yeah, they need 3 points. You know, you look at there now, if they can potentially beat Galway, beat Sligo Rovers, that really pushes them up the table, and that'll be a big weekend for them, you know.
Yeah, and the flip side of that is Sligo badly need wins. They've got 2 heavy games this weekend, Derry obviously on Monday, and St Pat's in Dublin on Friday. And if they were to take something out of both of those games, it'll give a big injection under the arm for them, that's for sure, because they badly need it. They've lost like 6 or 8 matches so far. So
yeah, the performances have been better than the results. That's what I would say. They have a lot of injuries and top end of the pitch is causing them real problems. And even this week, I think they're struggling for 3 or 4 players as well. They've been out injured as well. So not a good weekend. They're going to St Pat's, sitting in 17 points. Stephen Kenny, probably this year under the radar, no real pressure on last year. Signed a lot of players. Stephen Kenny was the manager, big pressure. Thought we'd go on and win the league, potentially. Didn't this year. You know, no wild expectations, and they've done really well. 5 wins, 2 draws, 1 loss. You know, they won 4 of the last 5 games. So they've come, they're in really good form at home, and I expect them to turn over Sligo Rovers up there, especially with the injuries they have. Sligo's performances have been good. They obviously lost 1-0 to Dundalk. Performance was better than, should have got probably something out of the game, should have got 3 points. But for me, they were better than Dundalk, you know. Their last home game, there was good performance as well. So they just haven't getting the results, but where the performances have been good. I don't expect them to take points against St Pat's, but I do expect them to put on a big performance and maybe get something out of their city game.
Okay, Pat's currently sitting second, 1 point behind leaders Bowes and 2 ahead of Shamrock Rovers. So Pat's are sandwiched in between the other Dublin clubs in the top end of the table. Both of those are on the road. Bowes go to Drogheda United, Shamrock Rovers go to Waterford. You would expect both of those sides to start the weekend with victory there.
Yeah, absolutely. Bowes, for me, best team in the league so far that I've seen. Best balanced team, and they work the hardest as well. And that's even with Shamrock Rovers coming to town a few weeks ago there in Sligo. I thought Bowes were just really, really good. So they can keep the current form going, for sure. It'll be a difficult match away to Drogheda United, as you mentioned. Difficult to play up there, so that'll be interesting. Might it be a draw for me in that one, maybe an end up, but there won't be too much in it. But Bowes are really, really singing, and they're scoring late goals as well. So Patrick Hickey and Sam Todd have been the 2 best centre halves pairing in the league so far. Really good together, and their midfield is really, really singing as well. So they're going really, really well. So Shamrock Rovers should beat Waterford. You think Waterford results haven't been great at home, and Shamrock Rovers starting to, even though they weren't great in the showgrounds a few weeks ago, they've done enough and they have enough quality that they can have bad days and still produce moments of magic with the quality of players that they have either starting or coming off the bench. So expect them to definitely beat Waterford, and then your Shelburne Dundalk, which could go either way.
That could be the game of the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Shelburne, you know, they were at home there. They had way to Sligo Rovers, and I just looked at their squad of players. It's phenomenal what players they have. You know, most teams now obviously have the 9 subs, but they could put out the 9 subs and still be really, really comfortable and really, really good, you know. So just the quality of their bench in general, and they have good, really good forwards as well, you know. So these players come on and can change things for somebody having an off day. Dundalk are probably the surprise package of it. We probably thought they would be down near the bottom, and they haven't been, you know. So they're up in 5th, so they're going really well, better than most people anticipated, including myself in that one. So they've done well. You know, they drew with Shamrock Rovers, They've beaten Sligo Rovers 1-0 up in Oriel Park, so they'll go there with confidence. They got a draw with Derry City early in the season as well, so it's not an easy game, but Shelburne, just with the quality of players that they have, I expect them to definitely turn over Dundalk. Harry Wood's probably the best player for me in the league. He's just outstanding, absolutely outstanding. And, you know, he's the key player that Dundalk will have to watch out for.
Yeah, and Shells, of course, go to Shamrock Rovers on Monday. Okay, score prediction time. I'm putting you on the spot, Declan. Derry's game with Galway. What's it going to finish at AM&DC Park?
I think that'll be a 1-1.
1-1, okay.
1-1, yeah, I think, yeah. That's what I think. 1-1 for that one.
And back to the First Division, Harps hosting Cork City.
I think that Pan Harps can get something out of this game, you know, so it could be 2-2.
2-2. Yeah. Okay, there's going to be goals.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And the young guys at Harps aren't going to fear Cork City by the sounds of it then.
Do you know what? I think they've learned a lot from last year. I think the cup match, you know, that they learned a lot from that, and they'll definitely be ready for Cork. And the first 10 or 15 minutes in that game, Cork were very dominant and scored two early goals and kind of killed the game a wee bit. So I think they'll be ready for this challenge. I think it's a real good test for them, and I expect them to put on a really good performance. So hopefully we can get something out of it.
Okay, Declan Boyd, as always, many thanks for coming in. You'll be back on air again on Sunday to review the action, and indeed again to preview the Monday night stuff. So thanks for calling.
Delighted. Thanks a million.